Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Is this what you came here for?
This is a total Blanche Dubois line, but
Blanche, we've had this date with one another from the beginning. Is this what you can say? Is this what you came here for? That's what I asked my gentleman callers.
Don't like that voice. Don't like that voice.
Is this what you came here for?
Who said that? I don't remember.
This is George.
Oh, he did say that. You almost said Jorge.
I did.
Sorry.
Because I had to correct you so many
times.
Well,
in our defense, you said Jorge, too.
I did.
In our defense.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Y'all, he's going to keep looking at his phone because he's hungry. They're almost here.
No, they're not. I don't know why.
Circling the block like they're a trick looking for a parking spot.
No, that's the restaurant.
Oh, God. Y'all, this is classless. Season 4, episode 8. This is what you came for. That's actually what he said.
This is what you came for.
Glad you fucked that up.
It's very Lifetime movie with Meredith Baxter, Bernie. So this is what you came for. I want to burn your house down.
Only two people know who that is.
That is not true.
Maybe four.
Y'all come at me if you knew. Meredith Baxter Bernie was in Family Ties and the Betty Broderick movies.
I'm sure.
A woman scorned.
Anybody over 30 is like, who? Or under 30.
Who cares? I don't give a fuck about them.
I do.
I'm sorry. If you're under 30, I respect you. You missed a whole generation of television, you need to do your work.
I think they have. You just got real angry.
Sorry. No, you. Then if we're giving the free pass to people in their 20s, do your work. There's great stuff before you knew of.
You've given many a pass to people, to men in their 20s.
It's better when they don't talk. I swear to God, have you had a conversation with like a 22-year-old lately? There is nothing to say.
Oh, God, we're going to get letters.
I don't care.
We're going to get letters.
I'm feeling frisky tonight. I'm going to say lots of stuff.
Are you getting...
You know,
tonight.
That is not your solution for everything.
Yes, it is for you.
Just, I will not be changed by you.
Put a dick in your butt and a chokehold around your neck and you're happy.
I am a little more easy to placate. Yo, this is classless.
This is classless. See, Kali, we're about to sit down after this and do some watch-alongs because we kind of do them all in a bunch so our sissy Christina can edit them. And I told Poodle, I said, I'm looking forward to doing these watch-alongs because this season's so wonderful to watch.
Everything except Chantel and Pedro. I just snooze through that.
I don't mind that because it's like watching paint dry, but it never dries. So you are kind of fascinated.
How is that interesting?
Because it's just wet and it just keeps dripping down
the
wall.
No, it's watching paint dry and I feel the seconds drip. I feel the seconds just like click by. I'm actually not confused. I know exactly who she is. And I don't want to watch that person succeed.
I don't know why.
I'm confused why he's with her.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about their new season. There's a big trailer. Some woman says, Pedro slept with somebody. I don't know. It's dramatic. They're throwing stuff. Bill Cosby's asking for security.
She and her daughter, Winter, are going to be on Dr. Proctor's So Large, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Daddy Proctor, because she's going to get the surgery.
Winter is? Or
yeah.
Mom? Oh.
Yeah, Bill Cosby had her in there.
Daddy Proctor. One of
she
our
just wants to be a reality star.
One of our sissies is going to see Daddy Proctor.
I think I read that.
Oh,
good.
Give
for
us
her.
A full report.
I want to know. I want to know. Take a picture of his dick imprint.
Yes,
that's what I want to see.
Yes.
Actually, if you do that, but don't say it was me who told you to do it.
Just say it.
Don't.
I've been searching my soul tonight.
Where'd that come from?
Because that's what they'd be singing in their head after they walked away with their doctor's dick pic. They'd feel like shit.
That's
the shit you ask people to do. What if people literally did the stuff we asked
I'm really
them
glad
to do
they don't.
I'm really glad they
this
don't.
This is a comedy show. I want everyone to remember that.
We don't mean things.
I spent 10 minutes talking about mozzarella sticks on our last Platypus episode.
And Sonic still hasn't contacted us.
I'm not waiting up for that one. By the way.
Oh, no.
I think.
You are great. You've got to get. You're getting pummeled tonight. I'm going on Grindr for you.
I might have manifested the return of the Chicken Toaster Club.
What do you mean?
Sissy Mary.
Uh-huh.
Posted a picture of it. So
oh,
I
Mary
think
Mary Skeksis, who does our...
Chesky. I wasn't going to say her last name, but you obviously want to... You said Skeksis, so I had to correct you.
It's a joke.
She posted a picture of the Chicken Toaster Club, which is around
y'all,
somewhere.
Mary's our detective who does the, where are they now at the end?
I may have to Postmates one, even
so
though
they're back?
I think the Chicken Toaster Club is back. I'm manifested it. Okay, come on. Don't. I'm going to start talking because you're going to Google. Y'all, we want to talk about George and Anfisa. And they are going to Beverly Hills to do ring shopping.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, she just goes, he's like, I was really kind of bothered by Anfisa.
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt you.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook page called Bring Back the Chicken Club Toaster to Sonic. And there's 217 people that like it. I have a feeling it's about to go to 218.
Okay. Is it back?
I don't know.
This is like bigger than McRib.
Yeah.
I find McRibs gross, but that's me. Don't come for me.
If you
love them.
I've never had a McRib. I wouldn't know.
How is that possible? Everyone's had the morbid curiosity to have gelatinous meat in the shape of a rack of ribs.
No, I've never.
That is strangely boneless.
There's a Pinterest page, too, about it where people post if they've seen one. Mm. Apparently, this is a big thing. Maybe you could.
I'd be the Chicken Toaster Club ambassador.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Jorge.
George.
Oh, God.
He's, remember, we're reeling off of the him seeing her in the photo shoot.
Yep.
It's like, really had a hard time seeing her in that skimpy clothing.
I do want to say, this is a little bit of, I don't know how substantiated this is, but we have a sissy that said, apparently during their season, there were some rumors that they met on on a cam site, like on Pornhub, and they sent a screenshot. They said the video used to be out there, but a lot of people, there's rumors that that's where her and George actually met. So if that's true, him saying,
I'm really concerned about her wearing skimpy clothes in front of a lot of other men, it probably doesn't hold water.
Or he's saying it because he knows she'll find someone richer and more attractive than him and leave his ass.
Yeah. So they're in there in the moment. He's like, I think we're getting better and better every day. And she just looks at him going,
And she's just counting in Russian how much money she can get from him.
So they're at this place. They're ring shopping. I didn't get the name.
Oh, you didn't get the name?
No.
Hi, my name's Danella. Welcome to 24 Karat.
24 Karat.
That's what it's called. 24 Karat.
They're in Beverly Hills, I believe.
Where is 24 Karat?
There, you're all over. If I'm in a mood, you're all over the place.
No, I'm just looking at stuff. I'm a detective.
So she comes in. She's like, I want at least 3 carats. First of all, y'all, that's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money.
3 carats is a very big ring.
That's a very, very, very big
and
ring.
And they say it's 75K at least. The salesperson's like, so let's go bigger. Let's go 5 bigger. it.
And he's like, what? It is actually in Beverly Hills. Yeah. It's on Beverly Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one else gives a shit
no
about that.
No one else gives a shit.
So, and she says, the ring shows how much he loves me by how much he pays for me.
Y'all, that big ring that she puts on her, she's like, so, this she's smooth. So this is a $300,000 ring.
Yeah.
And he and George goes, guh, guh, guh. But you know, with the you know discount, carry the one, and two, we can give you for $150,000.
That just tells you what a racket jewelry is, y'all.
Jewelry's a racket.
Unless
you're a jeweler, good for you.
Good it's for a you. Racket. It's a racket.
Well, you know, some jewelers work really hard.
I'm sure they do. I'm saying to say a ring is $300,000 and say we can give it to you for half of that price.
That's a big
because
discount.
What's money? But it's all like that. Whenever I've been in jewelry, now maybe this is more of those retailers like 24 karat.
Wait a minute. How often have you been in jewelry stores? Like, when is the last time you bought
jewelry? When I've bought stuff for Mother Poodle.
And when's the last time you bought any jewelry for her?
It's been a while. But I've been present when such things were, like I went with one of my friends to buy jewelry.
For an engagement ring for their girlfriend?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet you hated that.
I hated it. I'm not the person you take.
Oh, I love going to jewelry store.
I'm sure you are.
Cynthia at Goldcrest Jewelers in downtown Ardmore, they're closed now, but they used to be open. My mama would go down and she would always fix the ring. She taught me how to clean the rings. I got really good at with the little Oculus things or whatever where I could tell a real diamond from a cubic zirconia.
Goes, okay, we're going to do this, you little fag. Uh-huh. Here we
she
go.
Would help. She'd let me write the tickets up.
You're my little fag assistant.
I was getting where I could hold a ring and I would know a size of it.
Oh, come on.
I'd be like, this is a size 7. And so funny, now do that in the dark with dicks.
Did you ever get so tired of trying to please adults?
Never. Never.
And it never changed.
I don't care now, but back then I never cared. I thought maybe I'd be a jeweler.
Oh, wow. So they are, Anfisa basically says, he made a lot of promises to me, and he's not coming through on them.
And she's right.
She is. Yeah.
She's told, y'all, this entire episode, Anfisa is right about everything.
No, you're right.
Everything.
And so later on, he keeps saying, I think the budget should be about $35,000 to $45,000.
Which is a very generous ring.
And she like, she y'all, every time she hears the word budget, she kind of goes, her mouth tastes bad.
She's kind of robot-ish. Like, what's her name? What was robot's name? Oh,
Jasmine.
With Jasmine?
Yeah, Jasmine and Blake.
Blake. They asked to be interviewed.
He has an OnlyFans.
He does? Well, good for him. They asked to, they said they'd love to be interviewed on our show. We never got back to him.
Yeah. If they listened once.
Y'all, we don't know what to do when people contact us.
That's true because.
We never got back to the Smother, Dawn, and Cher. We were going to do that.
I would be so afraid they would gotcha me. They're like, so on April 18th. You referred to me as a big-headed alien with terrible hair. What do you think about that now?
On August 2nd, Jake, you said that I should have never been given the right to bear children because I'm a horrible mother. What do you think about
that? You said that, I think.
I did say that about Anna.
Oh, if Anna and Marcel ever, they would never.
She doesn't know how to listen to a podcast, though. I mean, she's going to be fine.
Oh, I was so cruel to that woman.
Well.
Oh. Well, you know what? She got her moles fixed, so mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
You're welcome. So, anyway, they go to this Russian restaurant. He's really trying to make it, which is also in Beverly Hills, because y'all. Especially southern Beverly Hills is a very heavily Russian area.
And West Hollywood too, right?
Yeah.
West Hollywood has it, yeah.
So.
Living, just gays and Russians.
So they
How
are.
How come you never found a Russian 90 day? You're in the middle of West Hollywood.
Because they would order a hit on me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a Russian man?
Yes.
Like from Russia?
No, not from Russia.
But heritage.
Yes.
They've got a lot of homophobia to come over to be Russian and gay, y'all, because it's not fun to be gay there.
Yeah. Russian descent. They're spirited people in between the sheets.
Okay.
Yeah. Little intense. Like looking right into my eyes.
Yeah, I think you would like that.
They finish quick, too.
Oh, wow. That was...
In my experience.
You know when you're sorry when you ask something? Yeah, that's me right now.
I'm going to start giving that you much more than you ever wanted to hear.
That is really a lot. By the way, that box that your vodka came in is the gayest box I've ever seen. Yes.
What does that say on it? Master horse?
Wow. Sorry, y'all. Poodle's Drizzly box is gay.
It's shocker. Y'all, so they're at this restaurant, and I think this is time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater. I don't think this is Russian.
Dun 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 dun.
It is. Dun 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 dun.
Can
dun,
you be
dun,
in the moment in the scene? It says Russian sailor dance.
Okay.
What do you want?
Oh, this is Russian sailor. Stop from the Red Poppy.
This is why you've ruined it.
Okay.
I don't even want to do this scene now.
This is Reality Gaze Theater. Just... Hit it. Find something not as obtrusive that I don't want to sing. I'm sorry I ruined that. I enjoyed it.
Let's just do this.
It's fine. I enjoyed it. Okay.
Hey, what do you want to get to eat, babe?
Oh, I think you should have stuffed cabbage and ground meat.
Okay.
I want this. I want the other kind of organ meat.
Okay. We need to have an honest conversation about money. I'm stressed.
Oh, well.
You're going to have to choose between the dress or the ring.
Maybe you sell your car.
Huh?
And that's when another person at the table going,
ooh.
So you sell your car. Happy wife, happy life.
Oh, yeah, she got that from the jewelry store.
Yeah. I'm very reasonable.
What
all
do you mean
these
by
things
reasonable?
You promised me. I'm just waiting for the things
I
that you
pay,
have promised me.
I can't pay $300,000 or $150,000 for a ring.
You're changing the rules. You know.
What if I can't get all these things?
Well, I go back to Russia.
So you're saying if I don't buy you things, you won't be with me?
Yes. So, I thought that was clear.
So you don't love me?
Does it that? That's not what it is. I love the life you give me.
This is really upsetting to me. You're saying you're dating me so I can buy you things.
Well, if I was ugly and fat, would you be dating me?
Waiter, can I get some more cabbage?
I'm beautiful. I expect him to pay. He asks, when is it over?
Oh yeah, when does it end?
Never. I will take everything you have.
Are you shocked that I know that tune?
No.
No, I'm not. It was used in a ballet called The Red Poppy. Anyway, y'all, Anfisa is completely in the right.
A beautiful moment. My
classic moment of the show.
My kind of favorite moment is when she said, when basically she says, he's like, you have to step back into reality. She says, what reality? You're annoying. And boy, When that jewelry clerk, Danella, said at 24 karat, happy life, our happy wife, happy life.
She filed that away in her bank.
She was like, oh, that's good
she
one.
She could not have filed that away quicker. I guarantee you this is not the first time she said it.
But this, y'all, I mean, she is putting out there exactly what he promised.
Yeah.
And now he's just...
He's changing the rules.
He is.
He can't. He says stuff like, but our relationship has to be based on more. She's like, why? That's not how I learned in Olga Pudelskaya school to marry a Russian oligarch.
She says, she told him, she's like, but what if I can't get him? She's like, you promised all of me things. And he's like, well, so what? That doesn't matter anymore. He literally says,
he's changing the rules.
That doesn't matter anymore.
And she just went, okay, I'll go back to Russia.
This is the moment, I think, where she went, oh, yeah, I'm not. I don't know if they get married or not. Yeah. I don't know that. But I feel like this is a moment where she was like, yeah, I'm finding another guy.
This is the moment where we realize that, oh, she's just being so forthright and honest.
Yeah.
You knew what this relationship was. This is what you promised me. This is what, and when she said, he's like, so you're only with me because I buy me things, because I can pay for you? She's like, yes.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing is the show wants us to make this moralizing jump to go, oh, how would she, but because the show's about love. What has shown you that they're in love?
She's never been about love with him.
No. Even though he talks about it, he's feeding into the show narrative about love. I love her. She's my favorite person in the world.
I totally believe he saw her on a cam website.
Me too.
And wooed her 100%. Away. I hope she has an OnlyFans now. Hope she's making that in feast of money.
I'd be disappointed if she didn't.
I would be horribly disappointed. I got to see Libby's sister's butthole, and I can't see Anfisa.
And we've seen Megan's almost everything too.
Or as she says on Bears All, whatever.
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 People can make a lot of money off their feet. Talk to Courtney.
Courtney. God, I love her. I would love to interview her.
Me too.
Oh.
Because I think she gets the joke.
What city does she live in? Oh, we're not going to Florida for a while, are we?
No. We're not going to the Republic of COVIDia.
Yeah. Poodle said until they get their...
They need to get their shit together.
Their shit together, then we'll go.
Until you get your COVID shit together. It's like South Carolina, y'all. I'm not stepping foot in South Carolina until they get their COVID shit together.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so are we ready to move on to Nicole?
But again, Jorge says...
George.
This is... that's what I said. He says, this is frustrating. It seems like you're not committed. She's like, nothing. No, I'm going back home.
I want to go back Russia, like Julia says.
Anyway, yes.
I go back Russia.
Y'all, let's talk about Nickel and Azen. Y'all, Nickel's on her phone and Azen doesn't know what to do. Welcome to my world on the podcast when Poodle's grinding.
I'm not grinding.
When you're grinding and scruffing.
I'm grinding. She was grinding and blinding
and roughing and scruffing till he died.
Scruffing and roughing.
Oh, boy. Done that.
Those boys are rough sometimes.
Done that. Y'all, let's talk about Nickel and Azen.
He basically says they're at this awkward lunch where she's on her phone, and it reminds me, she says this near the end, she's like, I don't know if we know each other well enough.
Yeah, no shit.
What? Because they don't talk about anything.
They don't talk about anything.
He says, but basically she says something about his culture, or he says something about his culture, and she tries to either doesn't understand or she argues with him about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. And then they decide to agree to disagree.
I agree.
Because she has absolutely no curiosity about his culture. She'll ask a question, but it'll be the American response.
What do you think has been the most interesting conversation Nickel would say she's ever had? If you said, Nicole, what conversation have you walked away from? You thought, boy, I'm a changed person. That was just, that completely just gave me a 360 perspective.
When she asked the maitre d' at Showbiz Pizza how the animatronic animals worked. And he says, I just plugged them in. Or Chuck E. Cheese for her, I guess.
You're right.
And then that they can do all those cool movements. Yeah, I plugged them in because they're built by they're when I take off their faces, they're just robots, soulless robots.
Wow.
Just moving forward through time with no realization that they are in hell.
Y'all, and this, she asked this when she was 16.
I'd like to see a Westworld version where the robots of Westworld come to life.
Someone needs to make that.
In Chuck E. Cheese.
Someone needs to make that.
Where Billy Bob just goes, I'm not playing with this shit anymore. This pizza sucks. Hey, kid, get away from me. I'm going to knock your face in.
Is Billy Bob Thornton on Westworld?
No, Billy Bob the Bear.
Oh, Billy Bob the Bear. I actually think
you've never seen Westworld, probably, have you?
I've seen Westworld, but I've never been to a Showbiz Pizza or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Even a Chuck E. Cheese? You're kind of deprived, because that was the thing in my generation. Everyone wanted to go to.
Up by Oklahoma City at Crossroads Mall, we never went.
How far was Oklahoma City?
Hour and a half.
That's not that far.
We never went. Guess those parties I wasn't invited to.
I begged before you people in your 20s, before Chuck E. Cheese, it was called Showbiz Pizza. Then they retired Billy Bob and whoever the girl dog or whatever it was. Mm. And the one that always scared me was the ape drummer.
Oh.
The gorilla drummer.
I remember the commercials.
Yeah.
Because they had it in Dallas.
His eyes soullessly beat the drum. To when he could drink the human blood of their next conqueror.
I wonder what happened when they stopped drumming, or when they.
You know what? That's the thing. They never did. You just drum the same. Y'all, the misery of these poor robots' existence. They should rise up and kill us all.
How was the pizza?
I don't remember. I'm sure it was terrible. All kids' food, entertainment food, is garbage.
It's true.
Because kids have no taste.
Did you... Oh, God, boy. You are...
I'm on a roll.
You are. Goodness. We need to move on. But anyway, you know, that's what Nicole wanted to know.
So they are basically... She's on her phone, and I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if she didn't have an international plan? And every text was $5.
Came home, and Robert Lee was like... Nicole, we have a $900 phone bill.
And that was just your text.
And she just slumps against the wall and slides down like she does to respond to everything. Y'all, she
didn't know it was going to cost money.
When she's upset, she just falls like a wet rag.
Ugh.
So and Asen says, you're always on your phone. She's like, well, there's not a lot to do when you don't have anyone to talk to.
Which is shitty to say. Y'all, we flash to Florida. We see her husband.
Because she's about to come back. Because yeah. Nicole's saying, it was really hard to leave my daughter for 5 weeks. But I did.
And her sister Ashley and Mama Robbly is Robbly. Over. And they're basically, she's like, has Nicole video chatted today? Nope.
Nope. And Ashley said, there's been two occasions where I've been upset. I thought that was an interesting thing to say. There's been two occasions where I've been upset with Nicole that she left her child here for 5 weeks. And I thought, what happened?
The other
yeah,
one?
Like, what happened? Like, I would be upset the whole 5 weeks, but there was two occasions.
Maybe she went out to Texas. Or you mean two occasions she got upset?
While she was gone, like for these 5 weeks. She said, but I can't wait to come back and see her daughter. Golly, they're not cutting her any slack.
Yeah. So mom was saying things like, yeah, sometimes I get mixed signals that things aren't great.
It's been a seesaw. Some days they're great. Some days they're not. I wish she'd hurry up and come home.
So none of them are talking to Asen at all.
No.
They're just gauging by what. She's like, yeah, and then we went on some camels, and then we went, and then it's like when.
And then I try to climb up a hill, and then I don't like, you know how I feel about going up slanted things like stairs and hills. And
I guarantee you the phone call sounds like when your six-year-old tells you how their first day of school went.
And then we went.
And then Mrs. Harrison told me that I need to pull out her chair. And then we had pizza for lunch. And then Billy made fart noises. And then Asin's family put a burqa on me.
You really never need children.
No. Actually, I'm okay. I'm okay with hearing it. But my niece and nephews talk just so they can hear themselves. That's a thing they do.
Some people might say that about us.
That's fair. That's actually very fair.
You know what I thought? I saw the other day and I thought of you and I laughed just so loudly to myself. Because, you know, you...
Loudly to yourself?
Yeah.
Make perfect sense.
Yeah. Because, you know, you always go to South Carolina for Christmas. And you're going to go back probably this
year. Probably. Unless COVIDia.
Well, and you usually go see a movie with your nephews. And
yes,
nieces.
I do. And my brother chooses the worst movie to hype them up about. Uh-huh. I'm taking them to see them. Yes. What's coming out?
Sing 2's coming out December 20th.
That was such a terrible movie. Oh, my God.
You're going to have to see it. I'm texting your brother tomorrow to remind him.
That was when... That was when my niece told me that was the best movie I've ever seen. And I was like, really? Your scale of movies that you've liked is really off.
There's like a lion who used to sing and now doesn't sing anymore.
She asked me, they're like, what are you listening to? Because I was listening. I got annoyed with the movie entirely. And so I just like put in some earbuds and was listening to like This American Life. And she's like, what are you listening to? I'm like, just kind of a documentary podcast where they're talking about COVID. Or not, it wasn't COVID then, but it was something about tough economic turns for a small town. She just kind of looks at me and is like, I think the movie's better. I'm like, that's where you're wrong.
But don't you want to be present and enjoy the film with your nephews and nieces?
I'm trying to tolerate what's going on the screen. You know, parents with small children, you know you've seen some shit. Trust me, pop a podcast in, pop our show in when they make you go see something garbage.
Ugh.
And then when your kids are asking, blah, 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 you're like, yeah, sorry, having to keep my earbuds in here.
Wow.
Got me through a lot of bad movies.
I can't wait.
No, I'm not going to that. I'm not going home now officially.
What?
Because the youngest one's probably able to see that now.
Yeah.
So I'll have to take all three of them.
Yeah.
I'll have to sneak alcohol in.
Anyway, y'all. Sorry. So Rob Lee says, you know, she says to Ash, she says, you know, Ashley, you know that friend down at the church, Rosalind Smith? And she goes, uh-huh. Well, I'm friends with her daughter. Remember her daughter who ran off out of the country and we didn't know where? It turns out she's 3 blocks from Nickel. And I called her and I said, can you just talk some sense to my daughter, please? Because
her name's Tanya.
Tanya Tucker.
And so she's 3 days left, y'all. Nickel is meeting Tanya.
Yes.
And I think it's yet again time for another episode of Reality Gaze Theater.
Hi.
Oh, I'm
Hi,
sorry. Tanya. We're not there yet. There's the whole call to prayer thing. We forgot about that.
Well, we started it now.
No, we'll go back to it.
What? I'm not editing. I'm not moving shit.
I'm saying we'll go through, and then we'll go back to it.
I'm glad you just... This is the second theater you've ruined in one show.
So anyway, they have 3 days left, y'all. We'll get to the theater in a minute.
By the way, they cut to Nickel and as international. The I love that now they use the transitions for them in Morocco is just you just cabin, hear a random camel.
So they hear this like loudspeaker, and those are the calls to prayer.
Yep.
And so she's like, "What's that?" Again, what's a Google that? Would have told you.
I know. And she says, and he says, "Well, it's time to pray." She's like,
"You don't pray."
Which that's the only kind of honest question, because he does seem very I can see why that's, because he says she's so absolute, because he says, "Well, everyone prays. You don't pray." Well, Nickel, when he says
So then at one point, he says, "You can't go inside. You're a woman. You don't have a hijab on. And girls stay home." And it's like Nicole decides to introduce first wave feminism. She's like, "Why don't the girls go pray and the guys can stay home?"
It's like she watched an episode, or she watched Grease, and now she thinks Rizzo is Gloria Steinem.
Or she watched that episode of I Love Lucy, mm-hmm. where Lucy's like, "I could do what you do."
Exactly.
Lucy, you want me to cook my dinner? I can cook the dinner. Yeah.
Rick, I'll help you cook dinner. You know?
And so,
Lucy, I'm going to go out and earn money that Fred doesn't. I just did all
that bit went long. And so, but my favorite part was, as I said, "Well, you can't go and pray the mosque because you have to be home to cook." And he does say to cook and to do household things. And she said, "Better not expect me to be home." Actually, I think she'll be at home. I think she'll be watching TV.
She will.
I don't think Nickel's a
watching
get
her
out
favorite
and explore.
Movie, George of the Jungle.
Yeah, I think that they pitched Nicole the Explorer to Nickelodeon, and they decided to go with Dora. Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, "This is my religion. You should get used to it." And then later in the moment, she's like, "I would never convert to Islam." And he's like, "And I'm not converting to Christianity." And they just kind of like,
"This goes great. This is going to go great."
Yeah.
And she just kind of ducks her head and just like, kind of like her head. I think that's what happens, y'all. When her head falls forward, it's too heavy. And that's why it just falls into Nichols or into Azen's shoulder. That's why she does that, y'all.
Because her head is just too heavy.
And if you notice, he has to lift her head back up and she goes, "Thank you." It's kind of like,
It's a little bit of Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, or that. Yeah. Weekend at Nicole.
They have to hold her
she
up.
She just goes, "Uh-oh, Ellen, here I go." Like Mannequin.
Oh, God.
But not gay. God, that movie's gay.
You mean Mannequin 2?
Both Mannequins. They're both gay.
Is the subtitle of Mannequin 2 On the Move?
Maybe.
Did I just make that up?
Maybe.
I've never seen either of those movies. I know. I missed out on some movies.
Oh.
Unlike you who are in a bunker and missed most of the 80s and 90s. Except for Haley Mills movies.
I'm reading her book right now, y'all.
Jesus.
And it is so good. It's so great. I highly recommend.
So she's a great author.
Well, it's just great because you're just getting someone. Now, it's very pro Walt Disney, obviously.
Obviously.
So, take that with a grain of salt, y'all, because we're doing this show on Yom Kippur, and Walt Disney was not happy about it. He was not.
What are you saying?
He was anti-Semitic.
Oh, yes, I know that. I just wanted you to say it.
Yeah.
So,
for the Carl's wives, we're like,
yeah.
Yom Kippur, what's that, Carl? Anyway, but it. So far,
it is the Day of Atonement.
Yes, that so far I enjoy it very much. I'm only two chapters in.
Riveting. So y'all, it's time to meet Nicole's mom's friend,
Tanya.
We all have. I need to go talk to my mom's friend.
You know, you just killed the buildup. It doesn't matter. Let's just do it.
Here we go. I'll be playing the role of Nickel, and you'll be playing Tanya.
Yeah, okay, I'll see y'all. I got to go talk to this, stupid bump on a log who doesn't really know any. Oh, hi!
I can hear you.
Hi. How are you?
Do you like my Tigger shirt? It fits in well in Morocco.
You know, they don't really, there's not a Disneyland here, honey.
Why do you look like Heidi? Everything's covered up. Did you do that?
Because, you know, well, so how's it going for you kind of learning Moroccan culture?
No, I mean, why is everything, you know, it's hot. Why are you covered up? I don't understand.
Because I Googled. And I've been in Morocco, and I know I'm in love with the Morocco man, because, boy, talk about that Moroccan dick.
Well, why would you do
you
that?
You do things.
Because
you learn.
Girls shouldn't have to cover up their bodies.
Well, Nicole, things are a little different here. They're different here, as in when Azin goes to America, he's going to be shocked at things as well. Kind of like when you texted me and you said you can't believe they don't have a Lubies. Remember that?
Yeah. It is weird not
really
to
upset.
See a good meet and three in the area. It's strange. Anyway, I think it'll be different with in America with Azin. It's going to be different because he'll just like get a nice polo. And like I think I can see him getting a nice job at like Structure. And like he loves those really tight shirts.
Structure's not open anymore. That clothes.
Express?
There's a few.
Knickerbocker Holiday?
Maybe. I'm bored. This is going to be a big shock to him. And I mean, you've got to understand, you know, you've got to know. This isn't a fairy tale. No, it's not a fairy tale like your shirt. And just because I think you think you can change the ending, honey. We know how this is going to end.
No, it's one of your choose your own adventure books. No. You just go and then you kill the monster, but then the monster comes alive at the end. And then you win and you just shut the book and you start over and you go watch Facts of Life.
Okay. I think that's funny you think Facts of Life when I know you mean iCarly.
Yeah, it's better. My mom watches Facts of Life.
Now, I know he might be different. He might be different for him in America, but honey, he's always a Moroccan.
I don't understand.
Always gonna be a Moroccan. Let me break it to you down this way. Nicole, I don't know how to tell you this, but Azin is never going to like chicken fingers.
I need to leave this conversation. But why are you dressed like Heidi? That's the last thing I'll ask.
I make choices, and I've Googled, and I've read a book.
And scene. This is a losing game, teaching Nicole anything.
But did you know that Tanya's tone was kind of like...
Yeah, it was like, get right.
Get
or
right.
Leave.
You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And then we didn't even do this in the theater because it seemed too real. She said, what about your daughter? I'm like, this bitch just met you and she's telling you to be a better parent.
Yeah. I don't know what they had to do to get this person to sit down with Nicole. Oh, hopefully they gave her some money.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. Y'all, because I'm telling you this. Poodle, does Robbie Lee actually know anybody
no.
in Morocco? Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't think
so. They paid this woman.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Because
they're like, wait, they have no chemistry and there's nothing for them to do. What are we going to do?
Yep. That's all I have with them. Should we talk about Matt and Ala and Marianne?
Hi, Ala.
Who is I called her, she's all kinds of, she's a jazz baby.
She's a jazz baby.
Like all of a sudden, I'm a jazz baby. Little jazz baby, that's me.
That's me. So again, y'all, Ollie would
I'm a jazz baby.
Sorry, I touched your lamp. Ollie would love to have her sister here. And so Mary comes over to to the house and she's like, you know, she's like, so how's it going?
How's it going?
How's it? Sis, boom, ba, how's it going?
Pot-a-ba-ray, hacha.
Hacha, love. And Ala says, you know, we're doing great.
I really enjoy this version of her.
I do too. She says, I think we're doing great. And Ala says, you did such a great job to raise such a wonderful person. And then
she's hitting all the right notes.
But then Marianne hits it too because she says, And I know your mother would say the same thing.
She's so proud of you. Scooby-da-bop-bop-bee-bop, jazz baby.
She's like, when things happen that are good and you don't feel alone, when you feel alone, remember, beep-bop-a-deep-bop-a, no one is alone. No one is alone. Bop-ba.
I don't know why this amuses me so much, this version of this woman.
Well, she kind of looks like...
She could be a lounge singer in like an airport.
But she also kind of looks, has this sprite-ish look. Yeah. The way...
it's a jazz baby.
Oh, Pyramid, here we go. What's her name?
Gwen Verdon.
Yes.
How... Okay, that was the gayest thing ever. When he said, you know, what's her name? And I went, Gwen Verdon. If you ever are playing Pyramid or Win Loser or Celebrity with your husband, and you go, you know, what's her name? And he goes, Gwen Verdon.
Yeah.
You're married to a gay man.
Yeah.
That was one of the most gayest things we've ever done.
It was.
You just said, I said, Gwen Verdon.
Because it kind of, she looks
that
like.
That was Bob Fosse's Mary, wife, by the way.
Looks like Michelle Williams, who played her. You watched that, right?
I was in and out of it.
Oh, I watched the whole thing. I really enjoyed it.
I liked a lot of it.
Her.
I liked her.
He is Fosse's.
That was my biggest issue with it.
But Gwen Verdon and also Anne Reinke, the one that played Anne Reinke.
Yeah, I liked her a
lot.
I need to go back and watch it.
But y'all, that's what we're talking about, the FX show, Fosse Verdon.
Fosse Verdon. You just went, Verdon. Verdon. Like you're Dutch.
Fosse Verdon.
So yeah, Gwen Verdon.
That's good.
She is Gwen Verdon.
I need to watch that.
Yes.
I watched like two episodes of Hollister, and I need to watch that one. Not Hollister.
Halston.
Harrison. Halston.
He is the most miserable person to do a show on.
That's kind of when I was watching.
Ewan McGregor is good, but
I was like, this person
is not
happy.
We're so off topic.
Wow.
Why are you so crazy tonight?
I'm not crazy. You're the one that's beep-a-bop-bopping around. You brought it up.
Anyway, y'all, they're talking about first. She shows her the wedding dress, and it's gorgeous. This wedding dress is perfect for her.
I gasped.
The ruching is beautiful. All the gathering. It's gorgeous.
I will say this: it's not a dress for a beach wedding.
It's not. I totally agree.
It is not a dress for a beach wedding, y'all.
It is. You know what it is?
And Marianne knows it.
It's a dress for a very formal.
It is.
It's not. It's definitely not a dress for a touch of
elegance.
Where they're going to go later. Oh. Boy, what a misnomer that is.
Boy.
So she's saying things like, yeah, I thought this, I don't think I should wear shoes because I've been thinking about it because I'm going to have a beach wedding. And Mary goes, oh, whoa, 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 oh, whoa. Whoa.
She's like,
whoa, hold tight. Who's talking about a beach wedding? Who's talking about a beach wedding? Pardon me, is everybody here because we're not going to have a beach wedding?
She was not. And y'all, turns out, she's like, well, remember, Matt had four weddings. And one of
the three weddings.
Three.
Before.
Well, who's counting?
The third wedding, we didn't even talk about because it was in Cancun. Yeah,
it was a beach wedding. Didn't go good.
El matrimonio Cancuno.
It didn't go well. Didn't go well. So she said, so we're going to have to talk about that. But y'all, they go play laser tag at Max's birthday. And Marianne sits her down again, even though Olive said, that was my dream to have a beach wedding. And Olive says, Mary, she says, look. We're going to do whatever we can. It's like summer stock. We're going to razzmatazz.
We're going to put this whole show up.
We're going to put a big show together. And we're going to do it in Matt's house.
the brother. I think we could put sand on the floor.
So, yeah, it'd be beachy.
We'll have an old-fashioned wedding.
And Allah is just like, what is happening? This is not what I want at all.
So then they visit the local venue that is called The Touch of Elegance.
Y'all, there's God.
More like instead of a touch, more like they kind of threw elegance on it from a distance.
I loved, this is fast forwarding, but when they end this scene and they all walk away, but they're in the background, in the foreground, the camera focuses on a rose, but it's a fake rose and it's a really bad fake rose. And I wanted them as they walked away, somebody to just say, and in like nice script, it just sparkles in A touch of elegance.
A touch of elegance. I'm sorry if we're if anybody listening got married at a touch of elegance.
Let us know.
I wrote down, this is like a banquet hall at a Rotary Club.
So I expected it not to grow good. Olive loved it.
Yeah.
She thought, she was like, maybe I need Marianne to make more decisions for me.
And there were these awful fans. Remember, that was terrible.
It was not a place I would want to get married.
Like the American Legion Banquet Hall.
But Ala thought it was really nice. And she said, seeing this beautiful stage, I'm going to trust Marianne. And Marianne, she just dances off the stage. Got it. Still got it.
Gonna put on the wedding of our dreams. I did that. I did that. I did that. Jazz, baby. I'm so happy that we found this now.
Well, I do love her. And do love her.
I'm sorry. I'm way too enjoying
You're
that character.
Crazy tonight, not me. This is what happens when Poodle doesn't get
but
banged.
No, that means I bring you along for it, which is the bad part.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about Chantel and Pedro.
I told my parents, and I couldn't believe they were shocked.
Y'all,
yeah.
We mentioned last week.
This was a boring episode with them, y'all, because I don't give a. I don't give a flying fuck that River's upset.
I have found every single episode of theirs, except for when they went to the beach, to be a boring episode. I've just felt like there's no stakes.
Why were you interested when they went to the beach?
That's been the most exciting, I'm saying.
What was interesting?
Because Pedro was shirtless.
Okay,
I'm saying that was the most drama.
I did enjoy drunk Chantel going like, let me.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ride my grind my butthole on that guy.
But I'm saying that was the everything else has had no stakes.
It is
and
shocking
it
to
should
me that
be high stakes.
Ones, maybe their happily ever afters get a lot better.
I'm sure
I'm
they
like,
do.
Y'all have a spinoff?
Yeah. I'm sure that it's very dramatic with her family and his family.
I guess. Here's the deal, y'all. I'm just still like, why is your brother?
It's misplaced.
My brother would never be, he would think it's weird, but he wouldn't be this upset. And my brother and I are very close.
The rules of who should get mad about things, these are reality TV rules. Because I guess he was the one who volunteered to be on camera.
I guess.
Anyway.
They meet and he's just
They're saying things like, mommy and daddy won't understand. It's just still, like, but mommy and daddy won't get that.
They still call them mommy and daddy, I know.
Yeah, I got a little sick with that.
Well, mommy not everybody uses the word daddy like you do.
But to be, she's what, mid-20s?
Yeah.
He's at least 18, 19, right?
It is. I've never seen a
with
guy
mommy
that old
and called, daddy.
Called mommy and daddy, but I've written a letter today.
Jazz, baby, ha!
It was 2 days before our wedding.
So, anyway, he's like, basically, nobody's happy. You didn't, now this is a fair point. You did not give us a chance to meet him and actually. So maybe he was kind of airing it, what the family was saying.
Well, you think that, and then he basically then blames it all on fucking Pedro.
Yeah,
it's like,
which is
you
weird.
You know, you've never really lied before, so I'm pretty sure he's the one that's manipulated you to do this. And I'm like, that's shitty. And she doesn't stand up and say,
no,
I'm
not,
the one.
Not a bit.
I'm the one that told him to lie. She's a piece
I
of shit.
I was mortified during that section where she did not say, this was me. Pedro went along with it because I basically asked him to.
Oh, man, she's self-absorbed.
You can have anti-heroes in drama. You can have your Walter White in Breaking Bad. It is
not familiar.
Hard. Of course, you've never seen that show.
It looks scary.
Of course. It's drugs, so you'd be very anti. Mm-hmm. But in reality TV, you guys, you have to either be able to laugh at them or root for them. I can't do either for her. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
I can kind of root for him, but she's taints everything for me. I don't know.
That's why I didn't want to tell them in the first place because this reaction.
I'm going
to
stop going
sense.
On and on about them because someone said, yeah, Poodle's going on and on about who doesn't understand why they're on the show. But I still don't. I still don't understand why they're compelling.
Well, River Incident says, Pedro's turned my sister into a liar.
Yeah, that wasn't Pedro.
That wasn't Pedro.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the show.
That's the show.
That's
How
all
long
we got.
Was this? 2 hours?
Well, I don't know. You kept ruining our theaters. Y'all go to realitygatespodcast.com. Hey, thank y'all so much for your support of
who's
the
Who's your birth
year? Who you be? Who you put in support of my live
no!
show? Hey, this is Pooing Gritty, and I'm doing a live show. It's called stickitin.org. Yeah, it's for charity. I'm fucking for charity. I'm fucking for old men and old women to fuck.
Oh, God.
Sammy and Pooing Gritty.
That was revolting.
Sorry.
Y'all,
happens.
We're our live
when
shows.
When Pooing Gritty hits me, it just takes over.
Yeah, I know. Our live shows are we dropped our tickets, and they're both of them are sold out right now in Chicago and New York. We are dropping 2 additional dates.
Well, there is like we should say that because this is going to go up today.
30 New York tickets that were dropped.
Think, yeah, 30 or 20. So very few, but yes, we're completely
announcing 2 new nights. The Fridays.
So
Friday the 7th in Chicago. Friday the 27th. No, Friday 28th. In New York.
So we're excited about that.
Those will be on sale on Friday.
This week?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I missed that memo. I thought it was next week.
I know, that's why I'm handling it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So we appreciate your support so much. Go to realitygatespodcast.com. You can find all of our good shit there. And y'all, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, boodle?
Yes. And if you want to get married, I put my hand in there. I put my hand in here. We're not going to have a beach wedding. Jazz, baby.
Call us.